We have to have our mind made up Amen. And our mind set on what we've got to do. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody ever told us it would be easy. Amen. But I just think about what all God can do. Amen. And I think about all the things that he's going to do. Amen. Think about all the people he's going to bless and all the people he's going to save. Amen. I think about the goodness and the glory of God. Amen. Sing the songs of Zion. Sing the songs of praise. Glorify his name. Magnify his name. And lift his name above all other names. Amen. Glory to God. We're in a world today that don't want the gospel. It takes an experience with the Lord. Amen. Rooted and grounded in the Lord. Amen. And if you're rooted and grounded in the Lord. Amen. And we set out to do something. Amen. We'll go ahead and do it. Amen. We'll go ahead no matter what comes, what goes. Amen. And I just feel good in my spirit. Amen. I feel as good. Amen. Just feel good from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Amen. To know that the Lord, amen, is still on his throne. He's still high up and still on his throne. Amen. He's still able to save to the uttermost. He's still able to heal. He's still able to set free. He's still able to deliver. He's able to do to the very fullest point, amen, of everything we ask for. The Bible said, you know, above all we can, you know, even think, above all we can even ask, amen, even all above the things that we can, even in our own comprehension, the furthest thing that we can think of, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask, all we think, amen. So this is a powerful God we serve, amen, and he hadn't brought you this far, amen, to leave you now. He brought you this far to forsake you now. Amen. The Bible talks about being a falling away, and there's a lot of folks say, well, we're in a big falling away. Well, we may be, but that don't mean you or I have to fall away. Amen. Somebody's going to fall away. Somebody's going to backslide. Somebody's going to miss heaven. Somebody's going to, I was telling a guy today, he was talking about topics for sermon, and I heard a sermon one time, what in the hell would you want to go miss heaven for? Amen. And that's a pretty abrupt statement, but the preacher that preached it for that purpose. Amen. Study the Bible out. What in the awful place called hell, what in the pit of hell would you want to go there to miss heaven? Amen. The Bible said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither is entered in the heart of man. What God has got in store for them that serve him. Amen. Talk about a place where there'll be no more sorrow, be no more pains. Now, some young folks, amen, they don't know what pain, to talk about what pain is. But us older folks, we can gauge the weather by our pain. We can know what kind of storm is going to take place by our pain. Amen. So as we go on in the Lord, amen, we know that God, amen, is able to take us to a city where there will not be no more pain. There will not be no more former things. And all those things, they'll be passed away. They'll be gone. Amen. There'll be no more crying. Amen. No more sickness. Amen. No more afflictions, amen. You won't have to worry about what they're going to do with Medicaid or Medicare. They can throw it out the window because you ain't going to need it, amen. And I know insurance is going to go up, they say, and they're dropping the things that they're dropping out and what they won't pay for anymore, and it's going to be a hardship on a lot of old folks. But if you hold on to the Lord, we go into a place where we won't need no medicine, amen. We won't need no insurance card. We won't need no dental card, amen. We won't need any of those things because we're going to that city, amen, where we're going to live with the Lord, and he's going to be the light of that city, amen. So today, if you can understand, there's not anything. The Bible talks about hell is going to be gnashing of the teeth. It talks about how they're going to be crying, amen, continuous crying. They're going to be folks, amen, that are there that, I mean, the anguish of it, amen. And if you, you know, if you go to that awful place, hell, your worst enemy is going to be there too. Amen. Some old bully that used to beat on you every time you turned around. Amen. If you go to that awful place called hell, you're going to spend eternity with that old bully. Amen. People talk about, you know, I've always told people, they say, well, you know, I'd come to church, but it's full of hypocrites. I've always said to them, amen, come on, one more ain't going to hurt you. But let me tell you something, hell is going to be full of hypocrites. Amen. Hell is going to be full of people that's rejected Christ, that's rejected the message of salvation, that's refused and denied the power thereof. Amen. And all those that, amen, the wicked and all those that has transgressed against God and has mocked God and spit in his face. Amen. Hell is going to be full of those kind of people. Amen. And a lot of people say, well, preacher, amen, we don't need any more hellfire and damnation. I believe the shape the world's in, we need it today worse than we ever needed it. Amen. We need somebody to tell this world, without Jesus, hell is your only offer of eternity. Amen. Amen. Not using the word, amen. Not using the word in a reflection as a cuss word, amen. But using it as a fact, hell is a reality. And I know there are religions and organizations that says there's you know, not going to be any hell, and they believe that you'll just be burned up and that'll be the end of it. But the Bible said there was in torments, amen. There's going to be torment in hell. The worst thing about hell, there's going to be darkness. And a lot of people are convinced that in hell, they're going to have a big beer party, and it's going to be a big beer bash, and they think that they're going to be free drugs and free sex and free everything else. But I'm telling you, amen, they're going to be plenty of drug addicts there, but they're not going to have anything to satisfy the craving they have. And I've always preached this, and I'll still preach it today, and I'll still stand on it. If you leave here craving a cigarette in eternity, you will crave one in hell forever. Amen. And if you need a fix as a drug addict, amen, you better get Jesus, because in hell there's not going to be no fix, and you're going to be craving that substance which you are addicted to, whether it's cocaine, whether it's meth, whether it's crack, whether it's LSD or whatever it is. You're going to be craving that forever and ever and ever in that awful place called hell. Amen. So I'm going to tell you something. You need to drop your cravings. Amen. You need to get to an old-fashioned altar and pray till you pray through. That old Pentecostal term is called praying until you pray through. Amen. And we need to pray until we pray through. Sinners need to pray until they pray through. A lot of people go to church and just get a little conviction prayed off. Amen. And all they do is just get that little bit of conviction prayed off of them, and they go right back into the same rut in the mire they get out of. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, there's higher ground. Amen. Lord, lift my feet up. Amen. Set my feet on that higher ground. I want an experience with you, amen, that's rich and full of joy and full of peace. Amen. And that's what we got in the Lord. Amen. We got peace of mind. And I've got some friends that are sinners, and I watch them, and they're miserable. They're literally miserable every day of their life. Every little thing irritates them. Every little thing makes them mad, and they literally in the rage two-thirds of the time. Amen. Some little something, it don't mount to anything, happen, and they just lose it. They literally just lose it because they have no peace and they have no comfort. Amen. We that have the Lord, we don't have to worry about what's coming. Amen. We know the Lord is going to take care of it. Amen. We don't have to worry. People said, well, they're worried about the mark of the beast. I'm not worried about it because I'm not going to take it. Amen. And I don't believe, amen, that the child of God, amen, that's born again by the Spirit of God, I believe when that trumpet sounds so loud, I believe it's going to quicken us, amen, and carry us to the portals of glory, and there we're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb, amen. And according to Revelations, the 19th chapter, we're going to come back riding white horses, amen. King Jesus is going to be on the lead horse, and we're going to come back riding, amen, with him on white horses, amen. You talk about a time, that's going to be a time when old Satan's going to be bound for 1,000 years. Amen. We'll have no tempter. Amen. You talk about during that time, the church house will be full. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, because the righteous will be in rule. You know why? You know why people's mourning so in this country? You know why there's so much turmoil? That's because the wicked is in rule. We've allowed people that we've elected to the offices in this country, in this state, in this land, they've become corrupt. Amen. They've took God out of school. They took prayer out of everything. They took God out of every legislative thing we have. This country stops 5 times a day to give homage and pray to Allah, and you can't even use the name of Jesus Christ inside of our government, inside of our White House. I'm telling you, you think these storms we're having are something? You think these tornadoes are something? You think all these pestilence and all these things that's happened in this country, you think all this turmoil, amen, you think that it's something? You've not seen nothing yet. Because the absence of righteousness is going to bring on the wrath of God. Sodom and Gomorrah, when that city was to be destroyed, it was asked, Lot's friend asked in light of Lot, and he said, God, you know, Abraham said, God, don't destroy that city. And he come all the way down to 5. And I like what God said. God said, I'll know. Amen. You can't hide it from God. You can't hide sin from God. Amen. You can't go out in the dark alleys. I know out here behind the church they come and park. I never have figured out why in the world that sinners want to come and park around the church to do their ungodly deeds and to throw out on the ground the results of what they did. Amen. I don't know why in the world that people, amen, want to go around the church and do that. Maybe they feel a safety or something. They feel that it's safe. I'm going to tell you something. When you commit in sin, you're not in any kind of safety. Amen. When you're walking in darkness and you're walking in sin, there's not any safety for you. You know, there's nothing in your path but sudden destruction. Amen. But if we follow the Lord and we follow the will of God, and I you know, all my life I've struggled and I've tried to stay in the will of God. And when you are in the will of God, there can be a battle going on every side. I preached and I still preach it today. You can be on the doorstep of hell with the flames of hell blowing in your face to the point it singes your hair, but you're still going to have a peace if you got the Lord. He said, be content in whatsoever state you are in. That don't mean Virginia, North Carolina, West Virginia. That means whatever condition. Amen. That means whatever you're going through. And I've learned in the Lord, right on the doorstep of hell, the battle can be raging on every side, and they're just a peace. I remember back years ago when Suzanne's mom, my first wife, was in the hospital, and she'd had a heart failure. And these folks come to us, and they said, listen, we're offended by all this joy y'all have got. I said, ma'am, I want to tell you something. I said, we're all hurting. I said, the kids, their mother's in there, and my wife was in there, and they're telling us they don't know where she's going to live or not. But I said, we're riding on this joy. She said, well, it offends me to see somebody around this place, around an intensive care unit, somebody with all this joy and all this happiness. And she said, it disoffends me. Well, I'm going to tell you, every one of them lost their companion or lost their loved one or their relative in the next 2 days. 11 days later, my wife Catherine at that time walked out of that hospital. I'm going to tell you why she did. Because the Lord, and because when the doctor told me, he come out and said a few cuss words and said, get that blank woman out of my hospital, she's dead. And I looked him square dead in the face and I said, doctor, God has not told me that she's dead. He said, well, you better get in that room and look, she's dead. I said, sir, hear me again. God has not told me that she's dead. And he looked at me again, said another few words, and I said to him, I said, sir, you're the only excuse I've got for a doctor. I don't know how to use those paddles right there. But get yourself back through that door and shock her one more time, because God didn't tell me she's dead. And he went in that room, and he shocked her with them electric paddles. And he hollered for the nurses and everybody else to get in there. He said, this woman ain't dead. She's still alive. And 11 days later, she walked out of that hospital on her own strength. They made her sit in a wheelchair to get her down. But she said, I'm going to walk on my own strength. And she walked her own strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I don't care what you got going on, get happy about it. Amen? Get happy right now. Listen, if the devil, if he can get you down dragging, if he can get you down on the ground and beat the life out of you, then he's got you where he wants you. But if you in the Lord find a place, amen, you find a haven, you find a refuge, wherein that you can have his joy, that joy promotes strength, and you begin to have the victory. Amen. I don't care what's coming, what's going, the Lord has got the final say so. I don't go over what I see. The Bible said don't walk by sight. It says walk by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And faith, amen, according to the promises of God, and according to God, faith will literally ignite in you. And we must be a people. We must be a people that we take the word of God and we count it more important to us than our necessary food, the Bible says. And if we take that word and we get that quick and rhema word of God, a lot of the things I've accomplished that looked like there was no way to accomplish them, it's because I had a quickened word from the Lord. It's like what we've set out to do here. There's not any question in mind what will develop. Not any question at all in my mind. I know that God will fulfill his divine will and his purpose. We've watched God through the years, and you know, it took me a long time to learn this. It took me a point that I literally thought if I wasn't wiring myself out to have ready to drop, that I wasn't getting nothing accomplished. I found out in the Lord that you take that word that he quickens in you and you make an avenue, you create a situation wherein that word can work. Now, just like what we're doing here with this new worship center, what we're doing here in home base Hillsville, I know by the authority of God what's going to take place. We will house the home base for the ministry that God's given me over the last 45 years. Now, I remember the first time, Brother Ray, I remember the first time I went to Spruce Run, West Virginia, and preached my first revival. I didn't know what God could do then. I didn't know what was going to take place. But I found out through the years that if we're obedient to God, we can. The devil, if you don't watch, the devil gets you so busy doing something that you don't do what God wants you to do. And we have to, as children of God, called of God, and have a purpose, we have to go forth and walk in that wherein God has called us and do what God has called us to do. So I know we've got a book up in the main office called A Book of Absolutes. Absolutes wherein things that we are going to do. Don't matter what comes, don't matter what happens, don't matter what takes place, we've got absolutes, we know what we're going to do. I'm going to praise the Lord. I don't care what the devil does. That's an absolute in my life. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to glorify God. I don't care what the devil's got to say about it. I don't know what he pulls. I don't know what he cares. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to lift up my voice, and I'm going to praise the Lord. And I know that I'm going to continue to win souls. And like I said, God taught me that if I would equip others to go, that in equipping others to go, and up on my desk, I've got droves of new ministers to be licensed. And this one bishop overseas that sends me a lot of the applications, he puts their picture in the corner of them. And I like that. And every one of them sign, and when Suzanne, my daughter, brings me those things to sign, every one of them that I sign, giving them the rights to be a minister, ordained minister, or whatever, the evangelist, pastor, whatever, I ask the Lord to bless them and touch them. And every one of the certificates that Sandy brings me to sign for the colleges throughout, 47 of them throughout the world, every one of those that I sign, I said, Lord, anoint them. Help them to win. They're graduating from a Bible college. Help them to win souls. Now, the reason we got such a fight on the home front is because what's going on worldwide. We have a joint effort of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ministers and ministries and churches that are all dedicated to one purpose, to declare the Word of God and to preach the Word of God. If I looked what I seen in Hillsville, I'd be like an ostrich. I'd stick my head in the ground. But you know, if you're like an ostrich, you know what's the only thing you're showing? If you ever think about it, you're showing your butt. Could say it a little plainer now, but you know what I mean. An ostrich, when he's got his head in the sand, all you can see is his butt. When we got our head in the sand, all we can see, anybody can see, is our butt. I'm telling you something today. When we go in the name of the Lord, we'll see things accomplished. So I'm a certain and I'm assured of what God's doing. And we're going to go back to having a lot of camp meetings and homecomings and things that during some of these years of recession, Lord's just said, don't put the burden on a lot of the ministers. You know, if a minister has to spend $2,000 to come to a camp meeting, takes him all year to get over it, I've not helped that minister. And that's the reason we went to a worldwide broadcast. We're in negotiation to go into a worldwide TV ministry. And God's always said, take care of the people on your doorstep. And that's what I've tried to do, and that's what I'm continuously trying to do. Now, you can't take care of everybody. You know, people will call you and want you to get them a food box and deliver it over to them, and you can do that while they use their money to buy their cigarettes and their beer and whatever. You got to use some wisdom on some things. And I know I ruffle some feathers and I make some people mad sometimes, because I don't give in to the whim of the devil. I used to have a lady, she's gone on to her rest, and if she didn't get right, she's not in rest, but she's gone on. Every time I'd get ready to have church, she'd call me. Every time I'd get ready to go out on a crusade, the last thing would happen before I left the office is that woman would call and break loose with her mouth. Now, you can cater to those kind of things. You can cater to those whims. And I've heard people say, well, God don't want to hurt nobody's feeling. Go ahead and hurt their feeling. If they ain't got no better than to be a mouthpiece for Satan and to be led by the devil, they need their feelings hurt. And maybe they'll learn not to be an instrument of Satan. But you've got to move forward in the purpose and the cause wherein God has called you. And that's the reason I say that faith that God's dealt to every man a measure. That faith, You must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And as we walk in no faith, I've learned to apply faith. I've heard people say to me, well, what do you want to do here? I said, which way applies the most faith? Now, they got the devil mad. We got the devil stirred up. I mean, buddy, he's coming with his big guns. I told somebody right here in the parking lot, I said, the devil's leased about 20 million of his demons to come over here and stop what we're going to do. Because first of all, when we set out to do something for the Lord, we don't quit. I got 45 years behind me that proves that I don't quit. Not even entertaining it. And I'm not looking at what I see. I'm going to what I know, and by the quickened word of that rhema quickened word that God quickens and tells you and puts it in your spirit. Whatever you go to accomplish for God, you get the mind of God, get a quickening. I told somebody the other day, I got a big Jesus Save sign that Bill Howard, a good friend down in South Carolina, we went down there and helped him dedicate his church. And at 77 in a wheelchair, he built a new church in Florence, South Carolina. And if you think Hillsville's something, you ought to go to Florence, South Carolina. Amen. I mean, we broke a revival loose there, and that's just a place you don't break one. We had one. And I've never been any place, amen, that we didn't break something loose. Amen. And if you go with a natural understanding, we live in a county, if you preach once saved, always saved, and tell people they can live with anybody they want to, they can shack up, they can drink, they can smoke, they can sin all they want to, just have their name on the church roll, you can have a crowd. But somebody has got to tell this world that there's a place called hell, and there's nothing in it worth missing heaven. Amen. And somebody's got to cry loud and spare not. Somebody's got to be a watchman. So be it. We'll just keep obeying God. We'll just keep doing what God tells us to do. And we'll keep watching the mighty hand of God move on a worldwide basis and keep adding souls to the kingdom of God. I literally have no way of knowing how many souls that's saved under the arm of all the ministry that God has given us. There's hundreds saved every day. Maybe in the thousands saved every day. So we can't look. There used to be back in the 50s, there used to be a program, some of the folks got a few years on may remember it, there's a program called The Big Picture. It was back in the 50s. And they'd come on and it'd show what to call the big picture. The reason a lot of people's not getting anything done for God is they're not seeing the big picture. They only see what that little servant seen of the man of God. He came running up and said, "Alas, master, what shall we do?" Every way he calculated, every way that he looked at it, they was outnumbered. It was him and Elisha, and it was him. No matter how he counted, it was just still just two. But I like what the man of God said. The first thing he said is, "Fear not. Fear not." And he told him that be with them is more than is with all that he's seeing. All he could see was the enemy. A lot of time in the battle, all you can see is the enemy. That's the reason you got to practice faith. That's the reason you got to have a made-up mind that nothing in this world. My eyes caught the prize that waits me by and by, and nothing in this world is worth turning around to see. And we got that made-up mind we're going through. Well, that little servant of the man of God, when the man of God began to pray, he said, "Lord, open his eyes. Let him see what's going on here." And when he opened his eyes to look through the eyes that God would have you and I to look through, he couldn't see the enemy anymore. He couldn't see the size of the enemy anymore. I mean, when the devil's got you down flat on your back and standing on your Adam's apple, he looks pretty big. But when you realize the God you serve has got the situation in control, when that little servant began to see that big angelical heavenly host standing and encamped all around about them, the picture came more clear. So we got to make sure whatever God's given us to do or appointed us to do, whatever avenue we walking in, we got to make sure of this one thing, that we keep our eyes on him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It started with him, it'll finish with him. We won't have to cross Chili Jordan alone. There's a lot of people worried sick about dying. I've never been worried sick about dying. Anybody hates to leave family and leave whatever. But I'm going to tell you something. There'll be no torment, no fear in death. Because you won't have to cross Chili Jordan alone. He'll be there to lead you across. Amen. We'll never feel nor know the sting of death. The grave will never have no victory over us. Because the trumpet going to sound so loud, it's going to wake the dead. We which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together. As that one brother said, he said, anybody understands why the dead had to get up first? We're going up together. They got to get up out of the grave, shake off the graving clothes, and go with us, because we're going together. Amen. What a day, what a day that's going to be. So let me conclude real quickly with this. We've got to understand that we can't win the battle by looking at what we see with the natural eye. We've got to be as that servant. And if we don't have nobody praying over us, we got to pray a prayer ourselves. Lord, open my eyes that I can see. Lord, don't let me see the circumstances. Don't let me see the condition. Don't let me see any other thing but your divine will. And let me walk in your divine will. Because the Bible says the steps of a righteous man is ordained or ordered by the Lord. If you got something to do for God, you do it. You go on and do it. Because just right around the bend, right over the next knoll, the victory's there. Amen. I'm talking about, as the singing cook sings that song a lot of times, victory is sweet. Amen. Victory is sweet. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the singing we've listened to. We thank you for the blessings. And God, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you, Lord, for the quickened rhema word that you've given in our hearts and our spirits. And we thank you, Lord, that you give us the guidelines by your word. Now help every person that's in the sound of my voice know that God is sufficient and is supreme. And he will meet and supply every need with salvation, with healing, with victory, with blessings, with prosperity. He will supply your every need. Amen and amen. Glory to God.